talking to RV trainers, doctors, when do you get the sense that Cam will be 100%?
I'll be honest with you. When he was scrambling around the other day, if he had tucked it and ran it, then to me, in his mind, he was ready 100%. I think he's really close, and I think he thinks he's really close. But when he all of a sudden cuts it loose and completely lets it go, then I believe, you know, he believes. And that'll be enough to convince me.
Do you think he was holding back because you guys had told him don't take off and run?
I think so in his mind it was. And I also think that, you know, that he didn't run because he was trying to get somebody open. Because the last thing I really believe he wants to do is just throw the ball away.
So you think he's 100% now?
In my mind, I do. But until I see him do it, and then in his mind, he'll know it.
So is he free to do it, though? I mean, this week, if he's got nothing. I mean, are you going to yell at him?
I'm going to yell at him because, you know, I want him to get rid of the ball. Okay. But if he runs, and he runs. I mean, he's got to do what he has to do to protect himself. He's got to do what he's got to do to make plays. So if he runs, I think it's a great sign, and I'm fine with that.
As a whole, regardless of the injury, but, I mean, over the last 3 years, I think he's been hit, you know, either running or, you know, getting sacked or – more than most quarterbacks in the league, more than any quarterback in the league.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but he does take a lot of hits, and he takes a lot of hits because of the way he plays the game. You know, because again, he's not the most sacked quarterback in the league, but he does get hit a lot, and a lot of it has to do with his style of play. Will he have to adapt and develop a different style? Yes, it's the same thing with, you know, I mean, if you want to go back and look at somebody, Michael Jordan. You know, Michael Jordan used to go to the hole all the time and dunk and do spectacular layups and stuff like that. But if you ask Michael, he learned and realized that later in his career he had to develop that jumper, and so he went to work at it. Well, Cam's the same way. He knew he's got to develop as a passer. Well, if you watch what he's done this year compared to what he's done the first couple of years, he's been in the pocket. He's had to go through his progression. He had to go through his reads. You know, in an interesting way, this might have been the best thing to happen to him in terms of his pure quarterbacking development. I mean, he's had to stay in the pocket. He's had to have good footwork. He's had to step into his throws. I think this has been a plus for him.
He just said he wasn't a sliding type of guy.
Is he's not.
Something you've tried to make him, or just say, well, bring in a baseball player and teach him?
Well, we most certainly encourage it, and that might be the next step is, you know, see if one of the Knights guys are available to show and bring out one of those slip and slides. But it probably is. I mean, again, he's not a sliding type of guy. He's going to try and win football games and do what he can, and I just hope that, you know, he can protect himself in those situations.